Big news from the world of rugby league today, and good news for Wakefield supporters is the signing of Ben Jones-Bishop on a one-year deal from the Salford Red Devils. And I'm pleased to say Ben joins on the line now. Ben, very good afternoon to you, and congratulations on the move to Wakefield.
Oh, thank you. Cheers.
What impressed you about the club? Obviously, they were in a bit of problems last year, won that £1 million game, but obviously a big challenge ahead, and you're going to be part of it this season.
Yeah, that's right. I spoke with Brian and Michael and, sort of explained what they had planned and where they want the club to go. And, me being a part of, as you said, building for the future. And I'm very excited about the challenge ahead.
You mentioned Brian Smith there, the coach. Obviously, coached them in that big game last season, the £1 million game, to stay in Super League. How important was he in convincing you to sign for the Wildcats?
Yeah, he was very important. I think obviously explaining how he wants the style of play to be next year and how he sees my role within that. And was sort of a bit of previous with Brian as well, sort of shown an interest in me before. So it's good to finally working under him, and I look forward to developing and improving.
You're obviously going to be one of the more experienced players at the club, having had all those years at Leeds and a year at Salford. Is that part of the challenge for you, with some good young players in the squad, such as the likes of Tom Johnston on the wing, helping those out as well as improving yourself as a player?
Yeah, definitely. If I can, pass on anything and help others, I'd love to do that. As I said, with the experience wise, yeah, I'd love to do that and play a role in helping them develop.
It's always nice to see plenty of positive comments from Wakefield fans about your signing this morning. And you've joined a good number of players who've signed in this off-season, like some Anthony Tupu coming over from Cronulla and Liam Finn, a player, of course, with plenty of Super League experience. It's certainly exciting times at Wakefield. You're looking forward to getting stuck in with the new boys there as well?
Yeah, that's it, definitely. I said, that was part of it as well. Obviously, as I said, they're looking to build for the future and making some good signings and players I know as well. I'm looking forward to being there with Ashley Gibson as well. I know quite well, so yeah, it's going to be great. Looking forward to start a pre-season and meeting all the new teammates.
That's the one thing the club have said ever since the end of last season. They certainly don't want to be in that £1 million game again this year, in that middle eight. You were obviously in the middle eights with Salford last year. How did you find that experience of coming up against teams in the Championship and battling for your Super League lives?
Yeah, obviously you don't want to be in that situation. It is a lot of added pressure. Obviously, you're fighting for your job. So it puts a bit more pressure on you. But that's the structure we're in, so you've got to make sure that you try your best not to be in that situation.
With the signings made and the coach in place, do you think that Wakefield have a chance of making it into the top eight next season?
Well, that's the aim, isn't it? Obviously, a lot of new faces. It'll be a big pre-season to make sure we're all in there, and singing off the same hymn sheet. But I'm sure we'll work very hard, and come the start of the season, we'll be ready to fight to get in that top eight.
It's obviously a difficult year at Salford last year with coaches leaving and so forth, but 16 tries for yourself last year. How were you feeling about your own performances last year in that Red Devils side?
Yeah, it was a bit indifferent, I thought, personally. Obviously, coming at the start of the year with a pretty bad knee injury, I worked really hard to get back, to make sure I was ready to go for the start of the year, and picked up a few more niggles and probably put my hand up to play in situations where we were struggling, where it didn't do me any favours. But, I think I tried my best in all the games. And, yeah, I said 16 tries. I think that played a role in helping us maintain our Super League status.
You signed a one-year deal at Wakefield. I guess it gives both parties plenty of scope at the end of the season, but it must be an interesting time to join the club. We read today your other clubs interest you as well. So was it a difficult decision in choosing Wakefield above others?
Yeah, I had a few options, but as I said, after speaking to Brian and Michael, I think and you know, I think it was pretty made up that, you know, I was really looking forward to coming here and improving and developing as a player and being part of the process in building for the future.
Finally, if you've got a message for the Wakefield supporters, what they can expect to see from you next year at Bellevue?
just giving it my all every week and trying to pick up those 2 points week in, week out. Just look forward to getting down there and seeing everyone down there.
Excellent stuff, Ben. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the pre-season when it gets underway and hopefully a great season for you next year at Wakefield.
Thank you. Cheers.
It's Ben Jones Bishop there, the new signing for the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats, joining us live here on Radio Yorkshire. And, of course, plenty of rugby league live here on the station in 2016.